the Christians, about our church, about the United States, about so many things, the speckled bird. I pray you'll use the message now to challenge us. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I like the words, mine heritage. He says, mine heritage is unto me as a speckled bird. It is what is going to happen. It is the way it's going to be. It's what he has inherited, if you will. We're talking about inheritances, but he said it's just going to be this way. This is what I inherit. I'm going to be like a speckled bird. Here he's talking about Israel, and he's talking about comparing them to the speckled bird. The speckled bird would be the beautiful bird. It'd be the pretty bird. It'd not be a plain, like a blackbird or a crow or something like that. It'd be the prettiest bird. And the whole idea is the other birds would envy, and they would look at the speckled bird, and they would want to be like the speckled bird. And since they could not be like the speckled bird, they would peck at the speckled bird, and they would do everything they could to mar and make the speckled bird as ugly or as plain, as dull as they may be. And you know, it's interesting that is true about Israel, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But it's also true about a Christian. It's also true about us. The thing about the speckled bird to me that really jumps out at me is how it stands out. And God wants us to know, hey, my people, Israel, stand out. But God also wants us to be challenged with the fact that we, as Christians, we stand out. We're not like everybody else. Doesn't mean we're better than anybody else. Not in any way at all. It just means we stand out. You have to understand, the speckled bird, though it is prettier, though it stands out because of the speckles on it, it's just like any bird. It flies like a bird. It does all the things the birds do. It pecks around and eats the same kind of stuff all the other birds have to eat, but it stands out. Let me show you some verses. Keep your place here. 1 Peter 2 and verse 9. 1 Peter 2 and verse 9. And a familiar verse here, but we don't think about it a lot. But ye are a chosen generation. Talking about a heritage here, okay? We're talking about us, God's people, Christians. We're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation. Look what he says, a peculiar people. We're not like all the other birds. We're different. We're a peculiar people. And why is that? He said that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. The only reason I'm not like all the other birds is he has saved me. He has cleaned me up. He has made me a new creature. Amen. And that's the only reason. And he says, you are peculiar people. You stand out like the speckled bird. You know, it's the same thing. Notice what the Bible says in Titus. Go to Titus chapter 2 and verse 14. Titus chapter 2 and verse 14. Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself. Look what he says here. A peculiar people, zealous of good works, a peculiar people, different, not any better than anybody else, but peculiar, different, people who stand out. The speckled bird is the bird that stands out. It's the bird that all the other birds, as they fly around here in the atmosphere, as they're flying around and they're maybe getting together and they say, look at that bird. We're just blackbirds. Well, we're just kind of gray bird. You know, a sparrow, they're kind of weird looking. I mean, just kind of boring. And, but they fly like we do, and they eat the same things we do, but they're speckled. They stand out. They're different. Well, we want to be like them. And as much as they try to be, they can't be speckled like them. As much as they want to try, they cannot bring speckles onto themselves. They can't have the pretty colors of the speckled bird. And so they would fly to that bird and they would start pecking on that bird and literally trying to peck away those speckles or those spots or the beauty of that bird and try to make that bird just like them. I got news for you. The devil is doing all he can to make us just like the rest of the world. Because we stand out. We're a peculiar. We're supposed to. You know, people, I understand why people, I don't really understand it, but I do know why people don't like the kind of preaching and the kind of church that Berean Baptist Church is. Because we're trying to get people to stand out. We're trying to be that peculiar people, not better than other people. In fact, a peculiar people realizing what we really are. And that it isn't by anything we've done. It's because of what he's done. It's according to his mercy that he saved us. And if we're anything at all, it's because of God Almighty working in our hearts and our lives. But we do stand out. Bus ministries stand out nowadays. It's kind of like putting a great big bullseye on the church, you know. Soul winning ministries, knocking on doors. It's like putting a great big bullseye. I guarantee there's feathers ruffled all the time when about this time of year when our fair time is coming up. And I promise you, there are people saying, what in the world? Do you suppose they're going to have their tent again? Do you suppose they're gonna bring their tent in again? I wish they would just sort of vanish. I wish they would just kind of get upset about all the stuff that goes on. I wish they'd get it that we've been moving them farther and farther away from the stream of things. I wish they'd get it. I wish, you know, that they would just quit being there. And yet, every year, there they are. And every year, they decorate that thing. And every year, it looks better than all the other displays. We had to quit having the contest because they kept winning it all the time. And we're really embarrassed about them because they just stand out. But that's what we're supposed to do, folks. But we don't stand out because we're great. We don't stand out because Brother Chase is cute. Although Janine may think he is. We don't stand out because our buses are pretty. We don't stand out because of any of those kind of... We stand out because we're just doing what God says to do. And that is why we should stand out. You know, you're a neighbor to somebody, and there's people that watch you, and they look at you, and they look at you like, what is wrong with those people? And yet you're happy. And yet husbands and wives are holding hands. And people look at you like, what are you doing? What are you thinking? And the truth of the matter is, all you're doing is just trying to be what God wants you to be. And you stand out. That's a speckled bird. Here in our passage in Jeremiah, it's really kind of a sad story because it's talking here about judgment and talking about judgment on Israel. You know, God allowed that judgment to take place. And I've got news for you. God allows things to happen. God allows us to be pecked at by the other birds. God's God. And he can do that. Today, it's still true with so many situations. A speckled bird, again, is a beautiful bird, a stately bird. And maybe it's a good hunter. I don't know. Maybe among the birds of prey, it's one of the best. Maybe it has the nicest nest. I don't know, you know. But the speckled bird definitely was a leader among the birds. And the Bible says the birds round about are against her. You know, I start to think about that. And I recognize that there's a lot of birds that are against the peculiar people. There's a lot of birds that are against soul winning. There's a lot of birds that are against bus ministries. There's a lot of birds against the altar call. There's a lot of birds that are against what we believe in and what we do. And so, just like these birds, the birds round about, it says here in Jeremiah, are against her. They would attack, they would pick at her, and they might even severely maim or even kill the speckled bird only because the speckled bird stood out. That was the only reason. Not because the speckled bird was better in something, it just stood out. It just stood out like a peculiar people. It stood out in the crowd. I think the others might have been jealous. I think the others might have had envy and all of those things, and yet they would not want to do whatever it takes to be that speckled bird. They like it. I'll be honest with you, there's folks in this room, your marriage is solid. You love each other. You hold hands. You're happy. And people look at you and they say, Berean Baptist Church. Boy, they sure do love each other. King James Bible. Boy, they sure do love each other. Right? It is what happens, seriously. Those people pray all the time. Boy, they sure do love each other. You know, it's get all bent out of shape. So when they can't be like us with their methods, they're going to pick at us. And you know what always takes place? Satan wants to bring us down. So we no longer, because look, as the speckled bird that he's talking about, we represent Jesus Christ. Who gets the glory for the peculiar people? He does. It's all his glory. It's not our glory. We know what we are. We're his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. That means we ought to do good works, and he gets the glory. And the devil sends all kinds of vultures and everything else to pick at us. Now listen, folks, you know, we're getting picked at a lot. You're getting picked at a lot. We've been picked at for years. My wife and I, you know, our family, it's really an amazing thing. As you think about my family, nobody, my sister was saved, but she was a hippie, Jesus freak kind of a person, you know, back in those days. And so she didn't understand the church we were going to. My parents were unsaved. Her family, they went to church, but they weren't real solid. And when we started getting on fire for God, they didn't understand everything. I say, I'm going to Bible college. They look at us kind of funny, like, what in the world are you thinking? And we've had to deal with that pick for years. I know many times, you know, Brenda, especially as we started having standards in our life, she started wearing culottes, and it's like everybody's looking at her like, what are you doing? What are those? What are you thinking? I got my hair cut, and it's like, what's your problem? What are you doing? I mean, what's going on in your life? And I'm thinking, you know, I'm not a drunk. We're not fighting with each other. We're not talking divorce. We're not talking about you know, running off and swapping partners with other. We're not drunks. We're not drug addicts. We're not going to rock concerts. We're working our job. We're paying our bill. Why wouldn't you be thrilled? But it's just that pick. That's what happened to Israel. You know, that, again, it was the judgment of God. God allowed it to take place. Well, it's kind of like Joseph, you know. His dad gave him a coat of many colors. Whose fault was that? It wasn't Joseph's fault. But boy, his brothers didn't like that, did they? They got all upset. Oh, who's he think he is? Right. You know what? Who he thought he was is he stood out. That's all. Reuben, understand. He just stands out. That's all it is. Understand, Judah, he just stands out. Naphtali, he stands out. That's all. If you want to get mad at your dad. Don't get mad at Joseph. Well, they got so mad, they sold him. You know? But God had that all figured out. By the way, God has it figured out in your life too. And as all the other birds peck at you, it's okay. God's got it all figured out. As the other birds peck at Berean Baptist Church, God's got it all figured out. God takes care of it. It's up to him. He's in charge. God takes care of the United States of America. As all the birds over the years have pecked and pecked and pecked and pecked at our government and our country, and they peck and peck and peck. Oh, it's sad to watch as the United States is coming down to their level. Sad to watch that, but we ought not. We don't have to. We can continue to be what God wants us to be and what this nation was founded on. Amen. I'm getting way out of my outline, but who cares, right? You know, we see a child who excels. We see a child who does right. We see a child who makes good grades. And pretty soon, he gets called what by all the other students? You're the teacher's pet. He's a teacher's pet. He's a teacher. Right? And they start calling. What are they? They're pecking at him. That's what they're doing. They're pecking at him. I've known young people who made straight A's all the way through elementary school and got made fun of by everybody else, so that by the time they got in junior high, they didn't make straight A's anymore. And when they were asked, why don't you make straight A's? Because everybody picked on me. You know what? Just be the speckled bird. Just do right. Do right. As God blesses you, just keep doing right. As God takes care of you, just keep doing right. As God promotes you, as God brings you to places where others just kind of look and they envy and they don't understand and they get upset maybe and they pick at you, you just be that peculiar people. That's what we have to do. You know, I don't know how many kids have had good standards and they've walked with God and they lived for God and they've done right and they made vows for purity and said, I'm going to do what God wants me to do. And they got pecked at. Peck, 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 peck by all the other birds. And all the other birds came around and said, well, you're just little Miss Goody Two-Shoes. You blah, 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 right? And you know, I've watched so many of them give in and go out and ruin their life because they couldn't handle being the speckled bird. They couldn't handle all the people picking at them to make them like them. It's all still introduction. The blackbird says, I'll peck off the color of the speckled bird and they'll just be plain like me. And the sparrow may say the same thing. And the turkey buzzards may say, boy, those are ugly looking things. I'll make them equal to me. How sad that is. How sad it is that we would allow that to happen. You have to understand, folks, God allows those birds to come and peck at us. Israel was the speckled bird. That's my first example. Israel, I think, is the one that he's talking about here, is the speckled bird. They were God's people. They have a miraculous history. Nobody can ever take away the history of Israel. All the countries that have gone against Israel, all the armies, all of the circumstances, everything that has happened to God's people, Israel, and yet there they are. God said, I'll bless you. And God has blessed them. And all the people, they watch and they see piddly little Israel here surrounded by enemy. Surrounded, and they have been surrounded for years. And many have said, they are our enemies. And they've attacked them ruthlessly. And God just protects them. Others are jealous, and God just protects them. Others attacked, and God just protects them. And they just keep getting pecked at by all the other birds all around them. God said he'd bless those that stay with him. And the farther the U.S. gets from Israel, the less blessing the U.S. will have. Because we all of a sudden start looking at Israel and say, who do they think they are? They're God's people is who they are. And while God protected them, nobody could touch them. Nobody's been able to touch him. Certainly here God allows, and certainly God has many times over the years allowed them to be picked apart just to see, what are you made out of? Peck, 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 peck. What are you made out of? Some of you are going through some things. What are you made out of? You're the speckled bird. The United States of America, the greatest country on the face of the earth. And all others have been jealous of the United States of America for years. You know, it's so interesting how we get attacked. And I'm amazed at all the people that attack the United States. And yet the people from their countries want to come here. It's so obvious. I mean, it really is, but we just keep getting attacked. Then people from within start attacking us. They ought to just take off. Seriously. But they attack and they accuse, and all they're trying to do is bring us down. There's communists all over this world that want the U.S. to be communist, socialist, whatever, you know. Try to bring us down. It's not working there. It's like the health care. It didn't work in Canada. It doesn't work in other countries. What in the world are we doing with that same thing? Well, we got pecked at. Our leaders got pecked at enough. And finally, folks said, you know what, let's just do it. All the other countries, so many, have gone along with the new definition of marriage. And we got pecked at. Peck, 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 peck. Hey, everything was working in the U.S., wasn't it, for years? Haven't we been the greatest country in the world? Amen. Haven't we been the place everybody wanted to come to? It was working. But we get pecked at. Peck, 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 peck. And finally, you know, we're becoming like the other countries. I don't know how many years the Confederate flag has flown. I'm a Yankee. I like Yankee Doodle Dandy. But I think a state ought to be able to fly the kind of flag that the people believe that they ought to have. Amen. That flag doesn't mean any more than the flag of Michigan. But people peck and peck and peck and peck and peck and peck at the state's rights, and pretty soon they cave in. They'll become just like everybody else. That's what's happening, folks. That's what's happening. They've picked at our Constitution. They picked at it. One of the greatest documents that the world has ever known. Maybe the greatest next to the Bible. I mean, the Constitution of the United States of America. You know, I have a question about all these things. Why didn't we vote on any of these things? Isn't that how we're different than all the other countries? Don't we vote on things? I'm going to move on in a second, but this is stuff we ought to be concerned about. Why didn't we vote on these things? Why didn't the state of South Carolina vote on that? Why didn't the people vote? I don't understand. How do people just come in and say, okay, we're changing all this. It's been this way for years. It's been this way since the beginning. But we're going to just change it because we think that's the way it ought to be. And they just pecked and pecked and pecked and pecked and pecked at the speckled bird. And the speckled bird is starting to lose its luster. And we're just becoming like all the other birds. How sad. The morals of America at one time, the rest of the world just watched and said, wow, they have good, strong homes and marriages, but that's been being picked at and picked at and picked at for years and years and years, and we're becoming the immoral cesspool as the rest of the world. They've just picked at the feathers of the speckled bird. The Berean Baptist Church, you know. Back in 1942, when Berean Baptist Church started, nobody cared. The city didn't care. Nobody cared. They just start up in a little group, and, oh, isn't that cute? And then meet over on Main Street. Oh, that's cute. You know, what a nice little group of folk. That's such a nice thing. But then, you know, you start to rise up as God's people should. Amen. And you start to take a stand for the things that are right. And you take a stand for the King James Bible. Folks, we're just about alone on the thing. In Lenawee County, there just aren't many that will stand up and say that the King James Bible is the Word of God. Wow. And then, you know, somebody got a wild idea to start running a bus. Honestly, you talk to people, you go soul winning and say, Berean Baptist Church, and usually they'll look at you and say, you're the ones with the buses. You're the ones with the buses. Aren't you guys the ones with the buses? Yeah. Yeah. Aren't you the ones that? We're trying to get a law that keeps you from knocking on our door. Aren't you the ones that knock on the doors? Oh, you're the ones. Yeah, you're the people with the tent at the fair. Why do you do that tent anyway? Thank you for asking. I'm glad you did. Amen. Yeah. How do you gain from that? We obey from that. And all of a sudden, you know, at first nobody cared about Berean Baptist Church, but over the years, all of a sudden, not because we're great, not because we're anything special, it's because we're the peculiar people God said we're supposed to be. And all of a sudden, folks started acting like Christians, looking like Christians, talking like Christians. Preaching is preaching. Altar call is altar call. Everybody else is going to praise bands and setting up the rock group on the platform and entertaining everybody and you know, not being so hard in the preaching and all those kind of things. And yet there's Berean Baptist Church, and people say, those people are sure old-fashioned. Those people are sure different. Do you understand what a compliment it is when somebody says, you're different? I don't want anybody to think I'm a nut. But sometimes I am a nut. But you know what? Winning souls and you know what? When we did one of the most fun things while we were having all this remodeling and the people on the roof and the people here in the foyer, and at the same time the ladies out here doing her car thing, and all these people, they kept saying to us, you people are busy. You're busy. You have a lot of things going on here. You know, these guys, they come and they're used to going to church on Sunday morning, maybe, if they ever do, and that's all they do is just a Sunday morning church, and then just go do your thing the rest of the week and come back the next Sunday morning, maybe. And they said, you know, you have people here every day, don't you? I said, yeah, several times a day. Yeah, we know. There's always somebody here. You know what? That's because that's our life. There's a lot to do. And so we get attacked. We get picked at. And they tell us that, you know, we can't use the name Jesus. Well, that's the heart of what we do. I can't tell you what you'll do if they say you can no longer use the name of Jesus. But I'm going to get up here and say, I'm going to sing Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Sweeter as the days go by. Whatever the song is. I can't even think of it right now. I'm just going to use his name. I may do a compilation of songs about Jesus. Amen. And it may not make one bit of sense, but I'll just keep saying his name. You can't close the doors if we can't talk about Jesus. There's no reason to be here if we can't. So the speckled bird. Well, we like your marriages. We like your kids. Brittany, I think somebody said she went to work and out in the world and still dressing like a lady and looking like a Christian and acting like a Christian, and some of them said, boy, it sure is refreshing. Yeah, they like that, but they don't want to go that path. Amen. I guarantee there's folks that say, oh, she's such a sweet young lady, and I'm sure we're hearing about Jessica too. You know, it's like, oh, they're such sweet young ladies, and they act like ladies, and it's just so nice, and it's so refreshing. Well, honey, why don't you tell your daughter how to be a lady? Why don't you bring her to church here? Amen. 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 And they just, you know, peck, 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 pick at. You know, you say, I'll fight back. No, you don't. That isn't what we do. We keep being the peculiar speckled bird and just keep going. Amen. The purpose of so many attacks on the church today, I think, is so that we get ugly. We don't need to be ugly. We need to be like Jesus. Amen. We need to stay up and stay the speckled bird. The Bible says about Christians, look at 1 Peter 4 and verse 1. 1 Peter 4 and verse 1. Talks about what we should expect. It's amazing how we don't realize what our Bible says, though we've read it, we've proclaimed it, but then when it comes to us, it's like, how'd that happen? God said it was going to happen. 1 Peter 4, for as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. What? The same mind? Yeah, that you might suffer. What? Yeah. That's what it says. The same mind. He suffered for us in the flesh. He says, get the same mind. Arm yourself. What's that mean? Prepare. Prepare. I know. Preacher, you know, I think it'd be good, you know, if we brought a praise team up here and put a bunch of girls in skin-tight blue jeans and low tops and let them get up here and just sway and sing and get everybody all worked up and maybe turn the lights out, put black lights in where the little light bulbs are, and we could just really get down and all that, and then nobody will even know we're out there. Well, see, there's only one little problem with that. We're supposed to be the light of the world. Amen. We're supposed to be lights. We're supposed to stand out. We're supposed to be different. Amen. You're not smiling. We're supposed to be. That's what we're supposed to be. And you say, yeah, but I don't like that word suffer. Same mind. Suffered. See what it says? For that he hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin. But he suffered. That he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God. If it means suffering. You mean like being pecked at? Yeah. You mean like being picked on?
Uh-huh.
You mean like people making fun of me? Yeah. You mean like them making laws that are going to hurt us?
Yeah.
Yeah. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries. He said that was the will of the Gentiles. That's what everybody else is doing, right? That's what all the rest of the world's doing. Sad to say, a lot of Christians are doing it too.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. But notice what he says. It's the will of the Gentiles is it's walking in lasciviousness, that's sexual sin, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings. I'm not sure what that is, but that scares me. I hope it doesn't mean what I think it might, like overeating. And abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. We don't like that. We don't like people to speak evil of us. We don't like people not to like us. We should always be very likable according to what the Bible says. But folks, if doing right makes people not like you, then keep doing right anyway. That you run not with them. And the speckled bird doesn't run with all the other birds. Verse 12, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. It's something we should know is going to come. But rejoice, oh, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ. Oh, there's that word again. Sufferings. Yeah. That when his glory shall be revealed. What's it all about? His glory. His glory. Ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. That's not going out here stirring people up. It's not going out here attacking people. It's just going out just doing right. Just running buses, soul winning, fair ministry, master clubs, vacation Bible school, altar call, hard preaching. Amen. That's all it is. And if ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. I'm just telling you, it's coming. He says in verse 15, but let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer or as a busybody in other men's matters. Don't suffer. Don't become like all the other birds. If you're going to suffer, make it for the cause of Jesus Christ because you're doing right and because you're the speckled bird and all the other birds, they like the result, they don't like the way to get there. It's always that way. And he says in verse 16, yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. I'm the guy, I don't want to suffer. I'm the guy, I want, hey, we love you, we love you, we love you. We went to Bern, Indiana, and I'm all excited about starting a church, and bless God, these people are going to be so excited. It's a religious community, and we thought, boy, they're going to roll out the red carpet. Mayor's going to give me a key to the city, maybe a key to his car. I was so excited. One time, my wife and I were out painting. We were painting the front of the building, the little storefront building, Bern, Indiana, and a couple little old ladies were walking by, and I thought, oh, this is going to be wonderful. And it was early in the morning, and we're out here painting, you know, and my wife wouldn't hurt anybody. She's sweet as can be. And I can actually be sweet, too. But we're painting away, you know, and these ladies are walking up, and I think one of us said, good morning, ladies! And literally, they went like this. They went, and walk the other way. I couldn't believe it. I know what I wanted to do, but you got to stay the speckled bird. You know, when Berean Baptist Church started Berean Baptist Academy, they became the speckled bird, and people don't understand. They don't understand. They don't understand homeschool. They think, you know, the public school is okay. Folks, the public school has been corrupt for years. It's been, no, that doesn't mean everything in it, everybody in it is bad. There's Christian people in it. We know that. I'm not saying I pastor more public school kids. Always have. Over the years, I've pastored more public school kids than Christian school kids by far. It's not even close. But hey, look, we understand who runs the thing, right? We understand it's a government school run by the government. We understand all the rules, all the regulations. It all comes from the government. And there's no Bible. And you can't use the Bible. And so we said, okay, well, we want to have education where we use the Bible. Not that we're better than anybody else. But you have to understand that when Christian schools started many, many years ago, they didn't pay a whole lot of attention. They said, oh, that'll pass. But it didn't pass. In fact, it should be more than ever. Amen. And all of a sudden, you know, we became very patriotic in our Christian schools. Because that's right. Amen. And our kids learned how to pledge allegiance to their flag. And they learned the Star Spangled Banner and how not to snicker while you're singing it. And that really at the end of the Star Spangled Banner, it's not cheering, you know, before the song is over with like they do at ball games. It's still in awe. Because this is our country. And we're proud of the red, white, and blue. And that's what we teach and that's what we preach. And then we started preaching about morals. And we started telling, you know, it's good for a man not to touch a woman. We start preaching on that. We preach about how people look and how, you know, we don't want to tempt people. We don't want to look, we don't want our young ladies to look like harlots. We don't want them to seduce people with how they, amen. And we preach that and taught that. And our ladies look like ladies. And we hear things about our young ladies that are out here in the world. And people are, you know, they're saying, oh, that looks so nice. And they act so nice. And boy, that is wonderful. But the truth of the matter is, it just puts a great big old bullseye on the whole thing. And all of our people that are doing right, it just puts a great big bullseye on the whole thing because you become the speckled bird. And we need to remain the speckled bird. Amen. Because, you know, that's what's going to bring glory and honor to God. Amen. Children and teenagers that do right, it just stands out. And it always happens where other students will try to bring them down to their level. You just keep doing right. You just keep taking your stand. You obey God. You obey your parents. Isn't it amazing how you'll see young people, a mom or a dad here will say, son, go do this, and the son goes and does that. Isn't that amazing? Honey, I need you to go do this, and she goes and does it. You know. We have anti-eye-rolling classes. Amen. It's the way it's supposed to be. It really is the way it's supposed to be. We've gotten so used to the rest of the world, we've forgotten how it's really supposed to be. But you start doing what you're supposed to do and start being what you're supposed to be, and all of a sudden, you're the speckled bird, and they will peck at you. I got news for you. Brittany and Jessica, you're out there working in those places, and there have been a lot of nice things. The honeymoon's about over. Because I guarantee pretty soon the ravens are going to start circling. And the turkey buzzards are going to start circling. And they're going to peck away at you. And they're going to peck away and peck and peck and peck. And as so many have fallen, don't you dare. You just be the speckled bird. You pray for our young people. Pray for our teenagers. Pray for our kids that are taking a stand to do right. Amen. It is told that a young lady one time, and I always try to be careful about illustrations. This was years ago. But a young lady made a vow of purity and said, I'm going to be pure. And she was. And boys tried to date her, tried to take her out and all kinds of things. She said, no, I'm taking my stand. Pretty soon, a group of girls who weren't so pure started making fun of her. And they laughed at her. And they made fun of her and told her how fun it is to be with guys and all of that story. And they laughed at her and they made fun of her and they pecked at her and pecked at her. And finally, she said this to that group of girls. She said, you know, she said, I could always be like you, but you can never again be like me. You just stay a speckled bird. You just be very thrilled that you've been able to say, God, I've saved myself for you. I'm going to be what you want me to be. You know, it breaks my heart. I've watched parent after parent after parent as their children become more spiritual than them. I watch them peck at their own children to try to bring them down spiritually where they are. How sad. You ought to be so proud of your young person who's wanting to stand for what's right. Bless God, mom and dad, if your young person comes in and turns the TV down because it's improper what they're you need to praise God and throw the thing out of your house or something. If your young person says, I know this is not popular, but that's all right. You know what? If your young person has to say to you, Dad, we shouldn't be listening to that. Amen. Turn the thing down then. Instead of saying, oh, you holier than thou thing, what's wrong with you? Don't you dare try to make them like everybody else. I've watched it. It never works. Never will work. Husbands and wives, you know, all of a sudden one becomes more spiritual than the other and they start to peck at each other. Man, be thrilled. Ladies, be thrilled when your husband takes a stand, even if it means you got to change your wardrobe. Be thrilled that your husband's rising up. Be thrilled that your husband is saying, I want to be the leader of the home. Be thrilled. Don't peck at him. Sir, your wife wants to do right. Be thrilled that she wants to do right. You know, just people in general. I remember when Brenda and I were in college, we've just always pretty much gotten along and had a lot of fun. And we just do. When we were at college, we met with other married couples, and everybody, we were all young married couples. And one couple had been married a little bit longer than the other ones, and we went to their house in the Thompsons, you remember. And Brenda has always just been a wonderful wife. She just has. She dotes on me. She makes sure I have everything I need. She takes care of everything. Honey, would you like something to drink? Honey, would you like a napkin? Honey, would you like some more food? I'll be glad to get it. Well, this other lady's watching. And Brenda's over here. Honey, what can I do for you? How can I get this? What can I do? How can I serve you? Let me please you. And I'm not being mean or you know, commanding anything. She's just being a wonderful wife. And this lady, finally, she says, why do you baby him? Why do you baby him? You know what she's saying is, she's saying, I'm not going to serve my husband, so would you quit? Because all the husbands in the room are going, wow. Wow, this is all right. And finally, the spokesbird spoke up. Why did you stop it? Stop it! We see a happy couple, and you're not happy, so you gossip about them. Yeah, happens all the time. Give worldly advice to them. Try to equalize everything. Do you understand that over the years, you know, folks in church, they always think, you know, well, the pastor, he just doesn't realize. You know, I love you, and almost every week somebody tries to peck at you through me, and I tell them, shutteth uppeth. You are not going to peck at them. It happens. They try to spread some kind of garbage about somebody else. Why? Because they just don't like the speckled bird. And it's always going to be like that. You get a friendship with somebody that's a good, close friendship, and somebody tries to tear it apart. You know what? If you're right with God today, you are a speckled bird. If you're walking with God, You know, I've heard this for years. Somebody, they'll get up and give a testimony. Oh, God's been so good. God answered my prayer about this. God did this. God did that. And inevitably, somebody come up and, God isn't doing that for me. Why is God always doing something for them? What's the big deal? I said, well, do you pray? Well, I don't pray like they do. They pray all the time. It's all they talk about is prayer. All they ever talk about is reading their Bible. All they ever talk about is talking to God. I said, you might want to try it. Amen. Amen. You know what? When you're the speckled bird, all the others, all they can do is circle, and their feathers get very ruffled just by your presence. Again, don't do it for that reason. Just do right. Students, just do right. Young people, just do right. Keep obeying mom and dad. Just keep being what you need to be. Live right, do right, be on top. That's what we ought to be. You know, I preached it for years and years. I'm a child of the King. A child of the King. Where is that? That's not down here. That's on top. Not because of me, because of the King. The children of the King, they're like any other kid. You know, they're just like other kids, except for one thing, the King. And we're just like everybody else, except for one thing, the King. Amen. You know what? It's easy to tear down what other people build. It's easy. If you're here and you look around, you know, so-and-so, they're so Christian and they're so walk with God, you ought to be thrilled. And if you're a speckled bird, you just keep being that. I got news for you. Things are going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. Not because I know Jesus is coming. I know he is sometime. They just are going to get worse. And you know what? We're going to stand out. I told somebody the other day, I say, you know, every time I read the paper, I think, well, we've just become a little bit more different. Another church has gotten rid of the King James Bible. Another church has gotten rid of soul winning. Another church has quit having an altar call. Another church has brought in a groovy praise team. Oh, some of you are getting your feathers a little ruffled now. I don't know. But anyway, let's bow our heads, please. Our heads are bowed, eyes are closed. I want you to be a speckled bird. I just, you know, it's just a matter of doing right. That's all. Doing right. Be thrilled that you're a child of the King. Be thrilled that you know your Bible. Be thrilled that you're at church on a Sunday night. Be thrilled, young person, your mom and dad makes you come to church on Sunday night. Be thrilled.